Welcome to the Kanakuk Institute podcast, where we continue to equip leaders with biblical skills for a lifetime of ministry. Hey guys, this is Keith Chancey coming at you live from the Kanakuk Institute podcast room. I am so excited to just continue on with this episode of going through the book of James. As you guys know, last time I was with you, I just kind of walked you through, you know, verses 1 and 2 of chapter 1 of James. Let me recap just for a moment. Chapter 1 is joy. Chapter 2 is attitude. Chapter 3 is the mouth, dealing with the tongue. Chapter 4 is evil. And chapter 5 is strength. J-A-M-E-S. And so today we're going to continue on with the joy. And we're going to look at what it really, you know, means to have joy. And last week we talked about the 10 principles that help us with joy. So today we kind of look at verse 2. And at the end of verse 2, it tells us that when you encounter various trials, well, as you guys know, we all are going to go through trials. And so what I needed to do is I needed to look in what is a trial? And so what a trial is something that breaks the pattern of peace. And so think about that for a second. Something, anything that breaks the pattern of peace or comfort or joy or happiness. And so he says, guys, there are trials in this world. And then in verse 3 he says, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. So you've got trials that break the peace in your life, the pattern of peace, and now you've got a test. And what does a test reveal? A test reveals realness. It reveals, do you really know something for sure? And so the reason we take tests today is to find out, do we really understand the information? And so James is saying, do you really understand the difficulty that you're going through? The trial, something's broken the peace. The test, something that's going to prove your endurance. And so that endurance word is hupaimuno, which is that you have this endurance, that it's a realness, that you are for sure. You know, let me give you an example here. You know, last spring, my son and I had the opportunity to climb to the base camp of Mount Everest. And so, you know, as we climb Mount Everest and we're going up this mountain, you know, we're going up this, if you've ever been to Kanakuk, it's not Cardiac Hill. And it's not, if you've gone to K7 and K West, it's not Heartbreak Hill. This is a hill that never stops. You know, it just, when you get to base camp, you're at 22,000 feet. And so you're way up there. And to get to the top of Mount Everest, you're going to go to 30,000 feet. And so to think about that, you're going, this is incredible. And so that test, every time you're taking a step, you can't think, I want to get to the top. You've got to take every step at a time. And you've got to say, I can do this one more time, one more time, one more time. Because what a test does is it reveals your heart. But if you begin to look at the end and you can't understand the why and the what you're going through, you're going to let yourself get too far ahead of yourself. And that's why people a lot of times quit, is because that trial is too difficult. That test is too daunting. And so when we look at this testing, it reveals the realness of our faith. And that endurance is that we go, you know what? I can keep going. And so when we think about that, you go, wow, I really want to have this ability. So as I was thinking about this, I go, you know, did Paul ever go through a trial himself? You know, we know James is going through, because he says, consider it joy when you go through trial. So James, his trial was he had a brother that he's going, you know what? He's the perfect son of God. You know, that would have been crazy to have that type of brother. Have you ever had that type of brother? You go, man, you compare yourself to them and you never think you can ever match up to that. And so that's James' issue. But Paul's issue, he says in 2 Corinthians 12, 7, he goes, Paul asked three times that the Lord would take the thorn in the flesh away from him. And you go, wow. But did God ever take that thorn away? Just because we ask of God something doesn't always mean that it will happen the way that we want to. And so we must trust that God's in control, that no matter what, we know that God is answering our prayers. And we'll have joy no matter what the circumstance is, because I trust him. So Paul asked that. James was going through it. But someone else that we need to hear went through a difficult trial is Jesus. And Jesus asked three times in Matthew 26, 30 through 40, he said, "Lord, take this cup from me. Then not my will, but your will be done." And so we see Paul asking to take this thorn in the flesh from him. We see James going through this difficult time. We see Jesus going through this difficult time. And we go, wow, this makes sense. We are all going to suffer. And then Peter in 1 Peter 5, it says, "And after you've suffered for a little while, the God of all grace who called you into his eternal glory in Christ will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you." Now, I need you guys to understand something. We are in pretty good company, James, Paul, Jesus, and Peter all went through major difficulties in life. But Peter gives me some great information here. Guys, when you go through these sufferings, you will be perfected. Remember Peter, he denied the Lord. And Jesus said, "The cock won't crow until you will have denied me, Peter." Peter did what the unthinkable. Guys, in my life, I've done the unthinkable sometimes. But I am so thankful that during the tests and the trials of life, that my God is perfecting me, he's confirming me, he's strengthening me, and he's establishing me. Thank you for 1 Peter 5. Thank you for Matthew 26. Thank you for 2 Corinthians 12. Thank you for these incredible passages of God's word that help me to understand God understands my difficulty. Because what tests do is they produce endurance, a righteousness that makes us more like Christ. And what my goal is in life is verse 4, that I would be perfected, not sinless, but mature, refined, that I would find this joy that no matter what I go through, that I can understand that I'll be complete, lacking in nothing, because I have the greatest thing ever. I have Jesus in my heart. I have the Holy Spirit within me. And so when I think about that, I go, 1 John 2 says, we have an advocate, the helper. He himself, Christ, is the propitiation. He is the blood sacrifice that had to happen in order for me to be freed of my sin. Here's the thing, guys. Satan accuses and Christ acquits. Let me say that again. Satan accuses and Christ acquits. In 1 John 2, 3, it says, come to know him. If we come to know him, we keep his word. In verse 6, it says, and we want to abide in him. There's a difference. My perfection, my being complete, lacking nothing, is that I desire to abide with him, that I want to keep his word, that I truly believe in who he is, that his propitiation, he is my advocate. I have the Holy Spirit. Christ has paid my price that I could have never paid. And because of that, 1 John 2:14 says, written to the Father, young men, the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. The way that we overcome the evil one and go through the tests and the trials well is that we understand that through Christ, we overcome. And so here's the question. Verse 5 now tells us, if any of you lack wisdom, man, we are going to go through trials. We're going to go through tests. James says, ask of God, who gives to all people generously and without reproach. So he says, guys, you know the trials are coming. When you encounter trials, the testing of your faith, it's going to produce endurance. But you, if any of you lack wisdom, the wisdom to go through the pain, like Jesus, like Peter, like Paul, like us, we ask of God. And we ask of Him without reproach. This is when we go, man, I get it. You see, God has promised when we ask according to His will, according to 1 John 5:14 and 15, when we ask according to His word, He gives us what we ask. And the thing that I have to know, He gives us what we ask according to His will. Matthew 7:7 says, God listens to all of our prayers. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. God answers our prayers, either yes or no or wait. But the reality is He answers every one of our prayers all the time, and He wants to. Because James tells us specifically, if any of you lack wisdom, ask of God. And so in Proverbs 3:5-6, He says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. Sometimes our prayers don't even make sense. We're asking for things. But allow God through the Spirit to hear your prayers, and through the groanings and through the Spirit of God, let Him give to you exactly what you need. Not what you want, but what you need that's going to be best for you. That's the asking of wisdom of God that God can give to you generously as we trust in Him with all of our heart, not leaning on our own understanding, but in all our ways, acknowledging Christ, acknowledging God, He will make our path straight. So guys, here's the question for you guys. We ask of God, but are we ready for the storms that we're about to go through? Verse 6 says, ask in faith. If you're about to go through wisdom, ask in faith. If you know that God's going to give to you generously, ask in faith, believing. But don't be like the surf of the sea. Don't be double-minded. Don't be unstable. But make sure you understand, I just came back from Mexico, and when you go to Mexico, you see the surf of the Pacific Ocean coming in. You see these big waves, and they come in, and you go, what causes those waves? The thing that causes waves is something you cannot see. It's called the wind. And when the wind blows more, it causes the surf to go higher and lower and turn. It gives all these riptides. There's so many things. But you can't see why those waves are happening. Faith is something I can't see, but it's something I believe. Hebrews 11:1 says, faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. That the way that I go through trials, the way that I go through tests is without doubting. Like the surf of the sea, don't be like that. Being double-minded, don't be divided. Don't be a hypocrite. Don't be two-faced. Don't be two-souled. Don't be unstable to make the decisions. Don't rely on your emotions, but trust God. Of this passage, verse 9, it says, but a brother of humble circumstances, let him glory in his high position, heaven. Because the rich man will glory in his humiliation. Like flying grass, the grass withers. Guys, we believe in something far greater than what we can see. We believe in heaven. That our faith is the assurance. The word assurance is a real estate term that means the down payment has been paid for your sins. Yours and my sins. The down payment has been paid through Christ's death on the cross, His burial, His resurrection. And He says the conviction, not seen. The conviction is a term, a law term, that in the court of law, the judge can render someone guilty or not guilty. But you and I, as believers, have been rendered not guilty. Our price has been paid through the blood of Jesus. The down payment was paid. Now all we wait for is one day to be with God in heaven to celebrate for all of eternity the greatest gift ever given, and it's salvation. And so knowing that today, I bring this all the way back to our joy. Consider it joy, my brethren, when you go through trials. Don't be like the surf of the sea. Don't be double-minded. Don't be unstable. But like the man of humble circumstances, he will glory in his high position. There's nothing I can do that would change the circumstances. Bad things happen. But I can change my attitude and say, God, thank you for the joy. Guys, I just want to say to you guys, if any of you guys are out there struggling today, hey, joyfully pass the test of trials. Be faith tested and have endurance that leads you to righteousness. You are complete, lacking in nothing. Now, ask of God, and He'll give you wisdom to go through the trials when you ask and you believe. Have faith without any doubting, and be humble. And one day, you're going to glory in a high position in heaven with the Lord God Almighty in His domain forever and ever and ever. Hey guys, God bless, and I hope chapter 1 so far, 1 through 11, has blessed you as it's blessed me. Have the best day ever. God bless.